Inilah VOA Executive Lounge. VOA Executive Lounge masih bersama Ari juga Vena. Sekarang saatnya kita simak hiburan bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Sebuah film horor yang baru saja dirilis menempati posisi atas dalam box office di weekend pertamanya dengan pendapatan sebesar hampir 20 juta dolar hanya untuk weekend pertamanya saja. Film ini berjudul Ouija.
What's going on? I just don't want to go out tonight.
You sure you don't want to come?
I'm good. Go have fun.
You ever feel like even after someone you love has died, there's still a way you can talk to them?
You want to talk to Debbie?
Yeah.
Film ini bercerita tentang sekelompok remaja yang berusaha berkomunikasi dengan arwah seorang kawannya yang meninggal secara misterius dengan menggunakan papan yang dipercaya dapat digunakan sebagai alat komunikasi dengan arwah orang yang telah meninggal yang disebut Ouija atau ada juga yang menyebutnya Ouija. Namun yang terjadi adalah hadirnya arwah lain yang tidak diinginkan. salah satu bintang dalam film ini, Bianca Santos, ternyata ngaku kalau dia sendiri sebenarnya takut loh sama film horor. Nah, gimana dengan film yang dibintanginya ini? Berani nonton nggak?
I can't even watch the... I'm also like totally afraid of scary movies. I can't even watch the trailer when I'm in my apartment by myself because I just get freaked out. And I shot the whole thing, you know? Like, I should be like, oh, it's all prosthetics. Like, that's not real. But I get freaked out.
Bianca ngaku kalau dia nggak berani walaupun hanya untuk melihat cuplikan film ini, terutama jika sedang sendirian di apartemennya. Terus waktu lagi proses pengambilan gambar film horor ini, ada nggak sih kejadian-kejadian aneh yang terjadi?
I think maybe there was like one story of like we heard something like in the background and it was like, hey, whoever's like upstairs, tell them to be quiet. And there was like no one there and we're like, what? But there was, that's like the only incident that happened.
Ternyata ada juga ya, satu kejadian di mana pada saat proses pengambilan gambar, terdengar suara berisik di lantai atas. Ya ternyata nggak ada siapa-siapa. Bianca mengatakan dalam kehidupan nyata, ternyata juga banyak kisah-kisah aneh yang dialami oleh orang-orang yang memiliki papan Ouija seperti yang terdapat di film ini.
I told people, oh, I'm doing this movie called Ouija. And it's crazy how many people have Ouija board stories. Maybe it's not like a personal story, but they know of one, which I think is cool because everyone can kind of relate to it. So.
I found something. I wanted to get this on camera. I found something in my house. Weird things started happening as soon as I found the board.
Debbie found the board in her house. She woke something up.
Is somebody there?
This thing is haunting us.
Hello?
Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan untuk VOA.
What you say now? Tell me what you say, come again. If you cannot stay down, then you do not have to pretend like there is no way out. I should have never let you in, 'cause you got me face down. And don't take this personal. You're the worst, you know what you've done to me. And although it hurts, I know what you say. You said that you would come again. You said that we would remain friends, but you know that I do not depend on nothing or no one. So why would you show up so uninvited? Then just change my mind like that. Please don't take this personal. But you weren't special till I made you so. You better act like you know that I've been through worse than you. I just can't keep running away.
He one item. I never listened, no. I should have figured though. All this shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. 'Cause I usually do stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just left it. Baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, just the time's wrong. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. And my love is patient and kind of. This is where we could build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge. Mitra bisnis, jangan lupa untuk mendengarkan VOA Executive Lounge dari hari Senin sampai Jumat.
Dan juga jangan lupa untuk menyimak informasi kita di Facebook page kami VOA Executive Lounge and also on Twitter at VOA Exec Lounge.
Baiklah, kami pamit dulu. Saya Fena Dilena Sari.
Dan saya Ariono Arifin mengucapkan banyak terima kasih untuk Anda semua. Sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye. Bye.